Good morning, brethren. We thank God for yet another Sunday that He has given us the opportunity to gather to worship Him and to praise Him the way we have done.
Last week,
we started our discussions on how to deal with difficult and unstable times the Christian way. And I told you I will continue today and next week our minister Martin Opon will take it over. So for the rest of the month of December to the end of the year, we are trying to encourage ourselves because of the times that we are in. Our purpose is to give you the spiritual tools that will enable you to stand. As we noted last week, we all know the situation we are in is a difficult one. And as we finished last week and as announcements came, we even found new policies of our government that is even making it even more difficult for us. Apart from the taxes we have been imposed on, we woke up in the morning to find that even those of us who are able to do investments, the government says we are so broke, so we can't pay you. We are going to go into your investments and try to structure it in such a way that we can feel free and pay you sometime, maybe 10 years after. A few years ago, so many of us invested in some other firms and we lost our money and were told that we didn't invest in the right places. So we all decided that, okay, we'll put our money in the hands of the government because the government is safe. But we are finding out that our government is not even that safe anymore.
And I say, after the anchor there, I'm facing a mother. I bind there, a hoya, a hard job of call,
So, as I said, we wish we can assure you that by tomorrow, all this will just go away. But unfortunately, we don't have that power to assure you. The assurance we know of is that things may get worse before they get better. But we learned that despite what is going on around us, we need to choose our attitude. Positive attitude will help us to stand even in the difficulties. We also learned that we as Christians, we have to understand that we are in this world, but we are not part of the world. That this world is not supposed to be a perfect place for us. So our focus should be above, on the eternal home that is prepared for us.
Ọ sẹ di ni si osoro. Ẹho ana o sẹ si fi aman a ebe ko tena afebo.
We are strangers on this earth and we will endure all the problems and the challenges of this world.
Yema ye amanfrafo e wa sito. Enti wa how ni amane e wa sẹ di ye befam.
So we learned that there is nothing new under the sun, and I shared with you some of the things that have happened in the past in this country. And even those of us who are here today, all of us remember just a couple of years ago before COVID, all of us were not sure. We thought we were coming to the end of the world. We're running, very unsure what was going on. COVID. Today, I see only a few people who are still wearing masks. We are all confident enough to meet one another. We shake hands again, don't we?
Now, Emra COVID by and so na yin na use troopa, it means be a yes cry by we yet, na de be a dear katakta no, and so any mupi or ha, and yeah risk movie say, a drone I want to know COVID intimidants to be aware.
So I want to continue to encourage you. I believe in these principles so firmly that some of you who know me, those who come close to me, if I don't tell you some of the things I'm going through, you will never know it, because I believe in this. From where we came from to this point, we know that these are the principles that keep us going, and that is why I confidently share them with you, and I encourage you, those of you who are not there yet, to take some of these principles and live by. And no matter the situation, I assure you, you will still be happy even in the difficulties. This morning, I will just add a few more of the principles we started last week. Then I will share a few practical ways in which you can live in this difficult situation. Then I will end with the assurance that our God will come through for us, no matter what. So the next principle I want to share with you is the principle of faith, believing.
So I say,
guard your thoughts. Guard your thoughts, because your faith can make or unmake you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3 is a passage that I believe everybody here knows.
It
says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
The
verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed by God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what it was visible. Now I want you to underline the last part, so that what we see was what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now, so many things that are happening to us individually are happening because of the things we believe that we don't see. Some of us are sick, and the sickness is because of the things that we do not see, which we believe deeply in our hearts.
Yeah, Yari, If you say you send it to Yari, you're very new who Yari, no. Let's see, Jidi, where you must say Yari.
Now, let me tell you this story.
I mean, and cast away.
It's not a story, it's a true situation.
I have to see it.
When we were in Tanzania, you all know my family and I moved to Tanzania for some time.
Maybe if you want to know, I'm going to Tanzania.
For a while, my wife had some liquid in her breast.
And
it was not very comfortable. So one day I say, this thing is not interesting. Go and see the doctor and let's see what's going on. Now, she was not physically, she was not ill. There was nothing wrong. It's just there was some liquid. So we didn't really care about it. But she went to the hospital. I went to work. When I came back, the woman was flat dead on the floor. She was, what's going on? She cannot even talk. I said, Mommy, what is the problem? Well, she says, when she went to the hospital, no, she just tried and pulled the scan and the report the doctor gave her and gave it to me.
And
the doctor told her that what she has is very, very serious.
Now, Dr. Nakaja said, they want to put on
ehu. And that in Tanzania, this cannot be solved.
Now, Tanzania, hopa de, sadu, inti mnya huo duda.
We have to urgently go to South Africa because that's the only place that they can solve it.
I said, of South Africa, I hope any bit mnya mwaye wo.
So when she heard that, and she believed, she just came home and got seriously sick. The woman who went walk and was able to go on her own just came home and now is very ill.
Into all court, and I know they're not an antiquary. There's a number of what is happening to know after improvement or not. Why are
now? I knew immediately that it's her faith working on her, it's her belief which is working on her, not the condition. Because we've been with this condition for almost 2 years and there was no issue, so it's not any biological problem with her body.
To not be did you say, as some adults are not catching on, ah, what do you know? And then the Indians who saw one, so I said, if you be me, no, not as I did, and so no, Yare, and so what year was GD, you know, Anna, after the Indians.
In my own usual way, I just come here, I say, look, the doctor, she doesn't know what she's saying. Tomorrow we are going to see another doctor. They will tell you the right thing. This is not the right thing.
They will tell you another thing. Catch him, doctor, no, they all can on one chassis. If you go home, doctor, for one of the back, come before.
So the next morning, we went to see another doctor. She did the same test.
That test now, back on the end, and one other
time. And it came with a result. And she says, there's nothing really serious. There's something wrong with your pituitary gland, and there is some medication for it, so there's no problem. You can prescribe medication for us. So we went round. Unfortunately, we could not get the medicine in Dar es Salaam. So madam continued to be sick. So I took all the reports and I sent it to Bra Joyani, Dr. Joyani. Some of you know him at Kolebu.
Ain't you know me the report in a mane in Yania or Kolebu.
He looked at it and says, well, there's no problem. The medication that you have been given is the right one. We can get some in Accra. When are you coming?
And so I say, oh, BBI Kamakama, a drone so doctor natural so a yepa ibnibu Accra, the Ben Abubakra.
I said, well, I think we had like 2 or 3 months. I said, doc, but madam is not very well. We need this. And he says, Sam, there's no problem. Nothing will happen. It's fine. Even if it is next year you are coming, it's okay.
And see, I have a daughter, and they say, Nanka, Kabe, Busmi, Minam, Yabagana. ana osio busimi me nya hwe opekura ma busimi ni bebere emeka ho bibia nsi.
So I told madam, she was a bit okay but still not sure what was going on.
Me ka tell madam no eh na for the na ni bottle yem kakra nso sela na bibia nya ni
yeta. And she started having very serious headaches.
After the na etipaye na bitin so.
I mean it was so severe. When you touch her you can see it's hot. It was, you know, and now the second doctor has said is that with the pituitary gland, and those of you who are medical, you know it's somewhere here. So if it's a problem with the stool, maybe that is what is causing. So it was like, maybe the first doctor is right. Maybe the second is not correct. So
now doctor told me no, the occasion I touch man, I want a mom as well, baby. It's near Beno Zuse, and it's not a Payabano. That's not for the Tinia Banagimo, even I do Dikana and Okre, and I said the Otosimia and Okre.
So I called my friends in Kenya because there's a doctor there who is supposed to be a specialist of the head. So I called them, and he was the one who had treated Raila Odinga, the former prime minister who had a serious, severe headache. So we called and they made an arrangement for us.
Into my friend, we were Kenya. Now I want to doctor be over. What been pay? Ewo iti aremo. Into I'm about to ebeko.
So we went. He did all the examinations. He did all the tests, the eye tests, whatever. And then he came back and he says, "Father, you don't have any problem. Just go home. There is no problem."
So
we went back to Dar es Salaam, waited for the time, and from that point now things began to be better because now she has more assurance. The second doctor in Tanzania, in Ghana, in Kenya, everybody says there's no problem. So now she began calming down, things began getting better.
After that, I'm hooked for the whole tunnel by if you say, now, Doctor Bakwaka, our Tanzania, or Bagusaka, or Ghana, Bakwaka, South Africa, Safi, then Yoma, Ekoyi.
So, when we came to Ghana, we bought the medicine, and then she took it, and the problem was resolved.
Dear Train, it made me in a Bagana, it will do no one no more after the BBA.
A year after, we went to the United States.
A fit Bakwachino, you call America.
Then, We heard that one sister who was close to us in the U.S. was not well. And the problem they had diagnosed was something about her breast. Listen to this. The next morning, my wife was sick. Why was she sick? Now the psychologist call it the function of the subconscious mind. Your mind has two chambers, the conscious and the subconscious. So there is part of your mind that has been programmed like the computer. It's the subconscious mind. That part of the mind controls 95% to 98% of the things that happen to you physically. It controls your behavior. It controls how you work. It controls the results you get in your life. It controls the relationship you have with people. Because it is programmed in your head. And if you don't have the right programming in your subconscious mind, your life can be very wretched. And this is programmed in our mind over a long period since we were born. The things our parents were telling us, the things our teachers were telling us, the things we are hearing, everything around you is working to program your subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind doesn't think. Once it is programmed, it pushes you and does it.
I'm
taking time to send this to you so that you would understand the power of faith. Because this is what faith is belief. When the Bible says, believe in your heart. That is what you believe in your subconscious mind. It's not what you believe in your head, which is your conscious mind. Many of us are poor because of how our subconscious mind has programmed. When we get money, we don't know how it happens. We just spend it, like we say in Ghana, by heart.
And then we will
say that there's some dwarfs have blown into your palms. And that's what when we're in the village. They say when the dwarfs have blown air into your hand. So when money comes into your hand, no, the money is gone. Now, your subconscious mind is so powerful, it can have an effect on you. And there has been a lot of scientific research, psychological research to establish the power of how the things you believe in your heart act on you. In one research, scientists took patients who have the same condition and they divided them into two.
And
one group, they told them that this condition, we have found a new medication for it. New research. Once you take it, it will heal you. The other group, they didn't tell them. Then they gave all of them the same medication which has nothing in it. There's no medicine in it. They gave to both of them. After some time, the group that were told that there is a new medication to heal them got much, much, much better in their condition than the group that was not told that.
Scientists
call it the placebo effect. So, the things you believe, when the Bible talks about belief, when Jesus says your faith has healed you, when the man, he says, say something and it will happen to you. This is the basis of the principle of faith in Christianity. The book I'm currently reading, the title of the book is The Biology of Belief. The Biology of Belief. It was written by a biologist, a cell biologist. Those of you who read, just look for The Biology of Belief and read it. Now, Lipton, the writer, says he's a biologist, he's a cell biologist who has been teaching. He's a professor of biology, studying the cell. And he has come to the conclusion with all the research he has done that your belief, not your genes, is what determines your behavior and your health. It contributes more than 70% of your behavior and your health.
And
your belief can actually affect your genes, because the medical people will tell you that they call something genes, and they say that is what determines everything. There is new scientific research to show that your belief is more powerful than the genes that you were born with. So, in these times of difficulties, I want to encourage you. What do you believe? Who do you believe? That is more important than all the things that is happening around you. If you believe that you are going to die because of all this crisis, you will die and will come to your
funeral. But
if you believe that this is fine, everything is difficult, but hey, life goes on, I will go through, I will get things, you will be able to do it.
So would you say, There are
some people who do better when there is financial crisis. They get more money. Why? Because they believe. So I want us to go back, brothers and sisters, to this principle of belief that Jesus, your faith has saved you. Your faith will save you. What do you believe? Who do you believe in?
Yes, Christ can say, "I did it again." Why? I am saying, "Yes, I have been obedient." Why now? Why did you? Now, did you now? Why did
you? Let me tell you something, because this is the Church of Christ.
We are a Christian people. In the moment, we venture out.
The reason why we don't see many so-called miracles, healings, and so on, is we have internalized within our system that if you are sick, and we pray, you don't have to get well now. You have to wait maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, go to hospital and come after 6 weeks, then you'll be better. You don't believe that you can pray and be well. So when people say, "Oh, when I prayed, I got well," we begin to be skeptical.
It is because oh, now me yari some bomb fire and I'm hot on me. Now
we
dey nyebia by adwum.
We are not sure that maybe you are not sick. You are not sick. It's just something. All right. So I want to encourage you. Let's have faith in God. The second thing is that, which is following from this, do not put your trust in man. Now, especially in our part of the world, a lot of us are putting our trust in our government. And I know, even in this church, there is a divide. There is NDC, there is MPP. And those who are staunch members of the NDC will stand up and say, "You see, when you people say we should give you the country and run it, and that the TC Council should have bread, that the school for bread, these people are suffering, these are suffering. We gave you the country, and look at what you have done to it. We are waiting for Mahama. When Mahama comes, everything will be fine."
And
we know 6 years ago, it was the same song. Okay? When the MPP people were saying, "You see, we left you this country, you have messed the country up, you have borrowed. So, we believe that Akonanado, when he comes here, no borrowing, no taxes. Kenke will be free. Everything will be fine. So we all believe. And we voted in massive numbers and we gave him the country.
In CAC, Chemonsono, MP4, so I cast away this for Massa or Bino, Yabobosia, Bobosia, Bosnia, yet they are bad, the Embobosia, and you mind in our bear four, the ABE, and at the Momo, and
today the taxes are here, the loans are above the roof, and the guys are playing games with us.
After they are Bobosia, Bobosia, and I told them, too much. After quite a moody and hogro.
I can tell you something.
In
this country, our two political parties, they have two hymn books. They have two hymn books.
Your political party, MPP, and this no more hymn book.
When you win power, you take the victory hymn book. The victory hymn book is given to the winner.
You know, say obidi inkunima.
Then the opposition get the loser's hymn book.
Na enyomoma eye nkugwo de na de ama oma madi nkugwo no.
And when next election changes, they just change the hymn books.
Enti no election ye tumfra na fe de asesa enyom enwoma no.
So when you see or read something that is being said about corruption, about debt, about mismanagement, about incompetence, if you don't see the name, you will not know whether that thing is being said by NDC or by MPP. You will not know.
And she said, "What can be not say a car, catastrophe, any project, any a car? Won't mean who said MPP ni neka, not say NDC ni neka."
You have to find out whether he was in opposition or he was in government.
The hiyana so be who say I or abayemu, and I say or edomkuno.
Because when he is in opposition, he is singing from the opposition hymn book, and when he wins power, he takes over the victory hymn book. And he's thinking from there. Everything is fine. Everything is perfect because I'm in power. And when I'm in opposition, everything is bad because I'm in opposition. Kick him out and give it to me.
And he said,
that is where we are.
He said, "Oni abaye mu a ene bibi anye obekasa kasa kasa kasa. So ba abaye mu pa na fido afa enyemu wa fufuro no obibi anye."
No, as a Christian cannot put your trust in human beings.
Yen Christopher, yen timi fa ye re ana ye ho ento sa enkrofo yi so.
Psalm 146. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. Psalm 146, verse
3.
Psalm 118, verse 9. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 22. Don't put your trust in mere humans. They are as frail as a breath. What good are they?
Isaiah said, "And foul ure and che nipamu. If it's almost to say a woman, ain't you be a normal."
Jeremiah 17:5-6. I love that word. He says, "This is what the Lord says."
Jeremiah said, "Say in the radis here.
Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans.
No man enka wana wade wahu etu nipa ehunuso.
Who rely on human strength and turn their heart away from the Lord.
Ah, wade wahu etu nipa wahu wade so na oyi wakuma efri erade hon.
They are like stunted shrubs in the desert.
Omo te se ehure ewo
with no hope for the future.
They
will live in the barren wilderness. In an uninhabited, salty land. Uninhabited, salty land. That's where you will be living if you put your trust in human beings. So I want to encourage us. We cannot put our trust. It doesn't mean we shouldn't hold our leaders responsible. We shouldn't hold them accountable. It doesn't mean we shouldn't criticize them. We should. And why we don't do that enough in this country.
The American interest is bibia enko ya make them.
But at the same time, don't believe that it is Mahama who is going to save us. It is Alan Chiamatin who is going to save us. It is Bahumia who is going to save us. I can tell you from what is happening in Parliament. Tu ni njana aduka daya.
Na de meka njana se menye jidie pi se ubi awoba sa abatu idea ni mwenye anebe bwa abejie yin. Omu njama yepe.
And as the years go by, as we change, things get worse.
Na emra yesu sa abayin ni njana na fide nyuma kra ese.
The third thing I want to add quickly is that in such times, let us stay human. Let's be human.
Sa emremu mama enye ho se nipa.
And you see, when there are situations like this, there's a tendency for me to say, I don't have much, so I want to keep it to myself.
Ebu sa emre se a emre pa se maka se da bi mi da mi ni bebere nti mama enkura dem wo no.
And so I don't want my neighbors, you know, to even come close to me to ask for anything. I want to keep it to myself because you see, times are hard. This is natural human tendency.
But
let us remember that it is in these times that we should care for one another.
And so, Mama emphasizes, I'm very more. I know what's happening here.
Because things are difficult, this is the time we should learn to share with one another.
I'm very more. I know what's happening here. Basically, any here who are checking your mind.
We learned this from Jerusalem when the church began.
Emra, as I've noticed, I say, Jerusalem, you share your mind.
So let us learn to share with one another, with your neighbors, whatever you have.
And to say, what?
Let us remember that the God's law of giving and receiving still works. In fact, it works much more during this difficult time.
You
can read 1 Kings chapter 17. We all know the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Things were difficult like we are in now. And God directed Elijah to go and stay with this woman. When he went, he says, "Woman, give me some water to drink." When she was going to bring the water, then she said, "Please come back. Can you give me some food to eat?" The woman said, "Why are you so tempting me? I just have little flour and a small oil. You see, I'm picking firewood like we used to do in the village. Picking firewood just to go and prepare this and eat with my son. And after that, we will die. And you want to take this from us? Why are you doing this?"
So, I don't know what some of you want to say, me bubuja.
I think we all know the story, so I won't bore you. Long story, when she did what Elijah did, the Bible says that the little flour she had and the oil she had never got finished until the end of the difficulties. So let us be human. Let us maintain our integrity. This is the time when you are trying to cut waste, you are looking for shortcuts just to survive.
Mama, yenyina yemudi yemuni ni nukre. Samreye mre pasi bedintro sinebe bitmanye bukakra na yebe atna.
But if you trust in the Lord, you will do the right thing wherever you are, no matter what.
Number 4
for today, and we are coming to the end.
It's also 9.
It's just to summarize all that we are saying up to this point. Our God always comes through for His own.
God
will always come through for us. So let's put our trust in Him. Remember the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
When the king had ordered that they should serve his image, and they refused. And they were reported to the king.
The king
asked them, is it true that what you are doing? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 from verse 16 said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it.
And
he will deliver us from your majesty's hands. Verse 18, Daniel 3. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of your gold you have set up. This is how we should live. We should trust God to say, even if he does not come through, we will not do the wrong thing. We know the story how it ended. When the three of them were thrown in, the angel of the Lord was with them. This is what the king observed in verse 25, Daniel chapter
3.
He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the cause.
I said,
I am assuring you, brothers and sisters, that you are not alone.
There
is a fourth person with you, unbound, unharmed, and looks like a God.
He is
our God. And Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here.
Nafide oko ejafunu ono kase Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, nyankupo oyeti atifon enkwa, mumpiemra.
And they came out.
Na mumpie bae.
We will come out.
Yensu yebe pie every time.
We will go through this and we will come out.
Yebe fata ohayo mu na yebe pie
every time. God is with us. We will
Yenyankupo
come out.
Ekaye ho.
And God would save us, you come through with us.
Na nyankupo ebe gie enkwa na obeyi every year hawo mu.
We have talked about faith. But James chapter 2 verse 14 through 26 says that faith without works is dead. So I want to encourage you to add to this faith some practical ways. There is a lot that we can learn about these practical ways. But I'm going to share with you the overall strategy when you are in the times of crisis, how you should live your life.
It's
built on three strategic pillars. When you are in economic crisis, three pillars. Number one, reduce your expenses. Your expenses, reduce your expenses when you are in economic crisis. Number two, create more money. Create more money. And number three, save money.
Have a krasika.
These three should guide us. Reduce your expenses. Find ways to create more money and save more money.
Yizika yidi no mama yente so. Yen fa kwan foforo so na yizime nye sika foforo na afi de yen krasika.
Let me just go through quickly this one. First, have a budget of what you want to spend.
Yidi kaino. I was saying what's nice now because the card was saying I'm better midi.
Keep track of your spending. Don't just spend. Keep track of them. What you are spending, then you will know if some of the things you are spending your money on is relevant or not. It is better to shop in bulk. Cook in bulk, save some.
Say, I want to know how to do it.
Because when you are buying in pieces, overall, it is more expensive.
So
get out of debt. When you are in economic crisis, the Bible says, owes no man. It is not this time when you are broke that somebody is knocking your door, also coming to ask for your what you owe.
And found what she came. Yes, I'm ready. My edging. I've been
separate your wants from your needs. There are things that are beautiful and nice, but they are not needs. The Bible tells us what the needs are. What you eat, what you clothe, where you sleep. Those are the basics. All those new clothes for the funeral that is coming. Enter new clothes. New clothes for the wedding. New clothes for outdooring.
And yes, I'm Remuna. I got on tariff for a year, be any way, be a baby, other be a baby, and you can't.
This is not a time to be buying brand and Dolce Gabbana, the women. What me? I don't even know the brand because I don't care.
And you have been a cocoa on your money board in ding. Now it's my true DB or once I am made a meme after the
even when your doctor prescribed medicine for you and you go to the pharmacy, you can ask bra at a menu here. There are some medicine they call generic. It has the same function. It is sometimes 10% cheaper than what your doctor will prescribe for you. Ask the pharmacist, is there a generic? Buy the generic. Some of us, it is when it is expensive, then we think it will work. It's not true. It's fake. It's something programmed in your mind. That's what is killing you.
If you were her, doctor told you mine, that's a born yet as those they do the engagement. And just okay, but the pharmacist, no, it should be a drone be your heart. F for A, a Juma Corona, baby.
There are a few more points I put on the slides. You can pick them later on.
You might be your team in this one. Obey who say your church or obey to me after.
So please take practical ways to reduce your expenses. Find some side gigs if your work permits you. These days you can do some online thing, or you can go and do some agency work or whatever. Please do whatever you can to earn some more money.
Say, well, you know, I'm a man. I can't do it. I'm not going to do
it. Finally,
the chat on.
All this will pass. Because all these things that are happening are working for our good. As Christians, we can find good in this. When COVID came, we found some very interesting ways even to worship and do things differently. All things work for good. From Romans chapter 8, we are encouraged that all things work for our good. And so we should trust God. God is still with us. He is not going to leave us. So what have we learned? Things are difficult. But let's have positive attitudes. We are in the world, but we are not part of this world. There is nothing new under the sun. Let us guard our thoughts and believe in God. Let us put our treasures in things above. Let us take practical steps to live in this difficult time.
Mama, yen hwɛ enwoma bi e beti maye, a e beti me de atena emra emu adi.
Because all this is for our good.
Sɛ we nim nyina eye ema ye yidi.
Finally.
Ewie no.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 27.
Matthew 18 sia imu edonu num ekosi edonu nson no.
This is what Jesus says.
We na Kristo eka ye.
Therefore, I tell you.
Enti me ka kyerɛ mo sɛ,
do not worry about your life. What you will eat.
The mobedi.
Or drink.
The
or about your body.
Anase muni pebia.
What or what you will wear.
Anade wo beshe hon.
It's not life more than food and the body more than clothes.
So abrabo ehu hia ese aduane ene entare.
Look at the birds of the air.
Monhwe enoma wonam wiem.
Do they do not sow or reap or store away in barns? And yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
And so are
you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
Do not
worry. Worry does not solve problems. Remember, there is a difference between thinking and worrying. Worrying kills you. Thinking will help you solve problems. This is how Bob Marley puts it, the way the same thing Jesus says. If I begin to sing it, my elders, I don't know what they will do to me, so I'm not going to sing, but I'll just say the words to you.
But Mali, don't
worry about these things.
Because
every little thing is going to be all right. Sing it. Don't worry about a thing.
Because
every little thing is going to be all right. Rise up this morning. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs. Oh, melodies of pure and true, singing. This is my message to you. Sing it. Don't worry. Everything is going to be all right. I wanted to sing, but I don't want to be disfellowshipped. So, this is my message to you.
Do not worry.
God is with us.
Jesus is. Amen. Amen.